Today we celebrate our patronal feast, the feast of the proto-martyr, the first martyr after Pentecost in the church of St. Stephen, one of the seven deacons, one of the 72 disciples of our Lord. After the resurrection and the ascension, the apostles became very busy with many things, but people still wanted the priests and the bishops, that is the apostles, to do other things for which they were not ordained. And so it was decided, and this was the first act of the church after the ascension of Christ and Pentecost, that they needed to ordain just and holy men to do works of charity in the name of the apostles and the church. And one of them was our patron saint, St. Stephen, who was also blessed to be the first martyr of the church, of millions of martyrs. And so we see that the first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. He was preaching about Christ and how he saw him in heaven standing and seated at the right hand of God the Father. And the Pharisees and scribes could not stand it. They blocked their ears. And finally, they decided, let's take him out of the city and get rid of him. And so because they considered that he was blaspheming against God, and the punishment in the law of Moses for blasphemy was to be stoned to death. And so they dragged him out of the city. He continued to preach. He continued to bless them. And then they started to throw heavy rocks, big heavy rocks onto him, until finally he fell to his knees. And then they took large boulders, which was the practice. With one, they crushed his skull to the brains spewed out. And the other one, they crushed the chest. So St. Stephen suffered tremendously for the sake of Christ. And what a great privilege it was for him. And of course, he has never been forgotten as a result. And his choosing, his ordination, his martyrdom is in the sacred scriptures, which makes it all the more special. And of course, it is also special because it is the second day of Christmas. The Christmas octave lasts for 8 days until the Feast of the Circumcision on January the 1st. But after that, we go all the way till Candlemas Day, the 40 days of Christmas. And then here we see also the beginning of the miracles. St. Stephen, who was maybe in his late 20s, I read somewhere that he was born in 5 A.D. So he was younger than Christ, but not much. He had preached to many people and met many people, all about Christ, of course, that he was the first to be born into the kingdom of heaven. In the meantime, there was a young man there who was a student of the great Gamaliel, Saint Gamaliel now, teacher of Israel. And he was a classmate of Saint Stephen and others, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea and so forth. They were all classmates. Now, Saul of Tarsus, as he was called, had not yet been converted. Conversion takes place in different times, in different faces, in different ways. And so he did not take part in the death of St. Stephen directly. However, they took all their mantles and their heavy things and laid them at the foot of Saul of Tarsus. And that way they could handle the stones. And of course, St. Stephen prayed for their conversion. And the first conversion of the death of St. Stephen was Saul. Not long later, Saul was to go to Damascus, and then the great miracle that we celebrate on January the 25th, when Saul falls off his horse and he sees Jesus and other things besides, and he is converted. And thus begins the rest of the evangelization of the church and of the world. We saw was the first miracle of St. Stephen's death. The death of the saints, of the martyrs, brings about many graces. And so today we are very privileged that he is our patron saint, along, of course, with Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. And we beseech him to grant us many conversions, that we may continue to grow in numbers, to grow in devotion and holiness, and that we too may have the privilege of someday soon being in the face of God and of St. Stephen, of all the saints, in the kingdom of heaven. So on this second day of Christmas, again I wish you a very happy Christmas and a very blessed octave of Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.